In section 30, Calvin makes a very important point, and that is that church buildings, while they are important and useful, they are not holier spaces, so that somehow our prayers are more acceptable to God, or that we should be more assured of His hearing our prayers because of where we pray. Calvin says, "Now as God by His Word ordains common prayers for believers, so also ought there to be public temples wherein these may be performed, in which those who spurn fellowship with God's people in prayer have no occasion to give the false excuse that they enter their bedroom to obey the Lord's command." Calvin says public temples, church buildings, that these are public reminders that we have a duty to pray. Calvin continues, he said, "For he who promises that he will do whatever two or three gathered together in his name may ask, testifies that he does not despise prayers publicly made, provided ostentation and chasing after paltry human glory are banished, and there is present a sincere and true affection that dwells in the secret place of the heart." Calvin goes on to say, this is the lawful use of church buildings, but he says we must be careful that we don't somehow think these are God's dwelling places, and that our prayers somehow have a greater holiness because of the holiness of these buildings. Calvin says, "For since we ourselves are God's true temples, if we would call upon God in His holy temple, we must pray within ourselves. Now let us leave this stupidity to Jews or pagans, for we have the commandment to call upon the Lord without distinction of place, in spirit and in truth." Calvin says God is not more present in holy places, but let's apply positively what he says for a moment. So each of us who know the Lord Jesus and have been born again by His Spirit are God's temple. We are the temple of the living God. So that when two or three believers get together, or when 100 get together, or 1,000 get together, what makes this the temple is the presence of believers joined together with one mind, heart, voice, having the same love, having the same affection. This is very important. It also gives a profound significance to what we now call prayer meetings. Prayer meetings are the assembling of God's temple in which God promises to indwell by His Spirit. So that, yes, we can call upon God privately in our secret places, our bedrooms, our prayer closets. But when we gather together as God's people, there is a greater enjoyment of His presence. There is a greater even promise, since He says, "Where two or three are gathered in My name, I am there in the midst." Calvin says, this was known even in the Old Covenant. Do you remember when Solomon dedicated the temple? He said, "The heaven of heavens cannot contain the Lord. The earth is His, the heavens are His throne, and the earth are His footstool." So Calvin says, we don't need to confine our prayers to holy places, because there aren't any. We are the holy places. We who have God's Spirit, we are the ones who are God's temple and dwelling place. So let us seek that opportunity regularly. Participate in your local prayer meeting. Make sure your church facilities are used for prayer and can live up to our Savior's designation that they are a house of prayer.